Hey everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of Tea Time with Tara. I figured that with Thanksgiving around the corner, we should have a chat. Our homes are about to get a little crazy with family gatherings. There is tons of laughter, there can be some debates, and of course, the larger-than-life personalities that will all be present. Believe me, my family has a ton of larger-than-life personalities. Things get real interesting around the holidays. Today, I want to have a chat about family interactions and offer you some tips on how you might be able to avoid any drama like that infamous table flip on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I don't know why that moment always sticks out in my mind about somebody getting like really, really pissed, but that's it. I've even thought about like, I'm gonna flip a fucking table. Anyway, regardless of how loud or soft our family members' voices are, they all bring their own challenges and comfort to us. So let's gather around with our favorite cup of tea, or in my case today, I've got hot cocoa. That's my thing, my go-to drink in the winter. I don't know about you guys, but something about hot cocoa with some marshmallows or whipped cream just makes me feel like, all right, it's really winter. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to share some stories and tips about keeping your cool, even when our loved ones are driving us insane. With these tips, you're going to have a much better time navigating family dynamics around the dinner table this Thanksgiving. And I am right here with you every step of the way. So around the dinner table, when people get together, everybody's got different personalities and opinions. The trick is to be curious instead of challenge them. So when somebody says something that you disagree with, or even if you think it's fucking stupid, you can ask them why they think that rather than getting angry and letting things go to an ugly or explosive place. This way, you are opening up a more open conversation and avoiding getting into fights. So by approaching every conversation with curiosity rather than combativeness, it will lead to understanding and different perspectives. By asking questions and discovering the reasons behind people's opinions, it can really change the tone of the conversation, and it's going to feel more collaborative rather than combative. So instead of focusing on facts, try to understand the emotions and motivations behind their viewpoint. Acknowledging another person's passion and expressing your desire to learn more about their experience can help diffuse tension. So when you say something like, I can see that you really care a lot about this, can you tell me what it is that makes you feel so strongly? That can show genuine interest, and then you can get their perspective and show them that you really care about what they're saying and not just that you're trying to win an argument. Of course, humor can be an effective tool to ease the tension, but it needs to be used thoughtfully. I am not so great at the timing, to be completely honest with you. I try to use humor, and sometimes I get looked at like, Tara, what the fuck? It's happened a little too often, a little more often than I would like to admit. But hey, I'm trying. A well-timed joke or playful comment can really help lighten the mood and make everyone feel more comfortable. That's the goal, right? It's helpful to keep it positive and avoid sarcasm or digs, because that's just going to make the situation worse. Now, let's talk about the art of a graceful subject change. It can become an excellent skill. When politics or personal issues come up, you should have a go-to list of neutral topics that you can talk about, like this new movie that you just saw, your favorite book, a vacation, anything that is neutral and that's not going to cause more issues. Try and have a list of those things handy. It can be a mental list. It doesn't need to be an actual paper list, but just some stuff that you can go straight to, even if it's a little weird. I feel like I'm the one who would say something weird. I don't know. All right. But really, it's about creating a space where everyone feels seen and heard. The most important thing to keep in mind is to bring your empathy and patience to the table. After all, we are here to spend time together and enjoy your family and create awesome memories together. My final tip, if you know ahead of time that things will get heated, come up with a safe word or a signal to your family or a few family members beforehand that mean, let's change the subject. It can be a hand gesture, it can be a silly phrase, whatever works for your family. This way, it's more of a group strategy to keep things lighter and more fun. You can also set the boundary that, hey, we're not talking about politics. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about whatever. Ahead of time, make that rule so everyone's in the loop, and it helps to really just keep that off the table. No actual pun intended. God, I'm such a nerd. Okay. By doing these little things, you can ensure that everyone feels heard and respected, and that you're all going to have a great time together. Don't forget your empathy and your patience, and of course, that safe word handy. You never know when you might need it. Now let's talk about self-care. This is important. We all love our families, but that doesn't mean you're not going to get stressed out. That's completely fine. Take a break. Step outside. Get some fresh air. Take a walk. Even if you can check out by just scrolling on your phone or looking at stupid TikToks, whatever it is, make sure that you have something that in mind that you can do ahead of time to reset yourself. Make sure you have this like personal little space for you to catch your breath and get you back on track. Remember that while it's important to be there for the festivities, it's equally as important to take care of yourself. So if you need a breather, take a breather. You can go outside and gather yourself and then come back with the confidence that you need to keep going. Just taking a deep breath can be such a game changer. When you feel like things are getting overwhelming or there's a conversation that got a little too heated, take a deep breath. Breathe in slowly, hold your breath for a second, and then slowly let it out. It's a simple little trick that you can use to reset your mind and your body right there at the dinner table without having to excuse yourself. Setting boundaries is also key. Knowing your limits, right? You don't have to push until you break. If a topic feels too heavy, it's okay to say, I'm going to sit this one out, or let's talk about this another time. There is so much strength in choosing peace. If you know you're going to a family event where you might be offered food and drinks, it's a good idea to practice saying no thanks politely ahead of time. You can even practice it in front of the mirror. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it will really help you to create that muscle memory to feel confident and say it easily later on. Just remember that your well-being is the most important thing. If you need to take a break, take a break. I cannot stress this enough. It's also okay to leave early if you feel overwhelmed or exhausted. Taking care of yourself is not selfish or rude. Setting boundaries and taking breaks when you need to shows respect for your own needs and feelings. And when you feel good, you're going to have such a better time with your loved ones. And finally, there is no right or wrong way to celebrate the holidays. If you just want to chill at home, you want to play a friggin' video game, read a book, watch a movie, whatever it is that makes you feel good, do it. Go ahead. Say, I can't make it. If you really don't want to do it and you know your family's going to give you shit for not going, you can say you're sick. A little white lie for some self-care is not the worst thing in the world. It's the most important thing to take care of your mind. I am going to keep stressing this to you. So just be kind to yourself and make sure that you keep in mind your wants and needs. Don't forget to enjoy the little things. Pet your dog, tell some jokes, help with the dishes. There are all of these little things that you can do with your family that might seem really small, but they really add up to making the day a lot better for everyone. If you're hosting, keep it chill, start a new tradition, whatever it is to get everyone involved. You can share something you're looking forward to. You can share a special memory. I know in my family, and I'm sure a lot of families, you usually do, what are you thankful for this year? So by sharing those experiences and sharing those stories, it really sets the tone for making the time together really special. That's it. As we wrap up, remember that you can always connect with me on Instagram at teatime.tara or on my website at teatimewithtara.com. I am here for you. I am always here for you to answer your messages. If you need somebody to talk to, if you have a funny meme to share, please share it. I love that shit. I am here to share in this crazy journey that we call life. So go ahead, celebrate, reflect, just do what feels best for you. I am sending out a toast to each one of you. I am holding up my cup for those of you who are listening for a day that's filled with whatever kind of joy you choose. Until next time, thank you for checking out Tea Time with Tara. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye.